417, your coronavirus questions, and important day for them. Corona questions at KNX1070.com. As always, you can send us your questions. With us this afternoon, Dr. Michael Hurt, Center for Integrative Medicine in Tarzana.
Dr. Hurt, good afternoon. The big story, you know it, the new concerns that the J&J vaccine may be linked to blood clots. If someone recently got the J&J shot, is there anything they should do right now?
Well, there are a couple of things they shouldn't do. The first thing is not to panic, remembering that this complication, as serious as it is, occurs in less than 1 in a million people who've gotten the J&J vaccine in this country. The second is not to be preemptive. So this is a different kind of blood clot. This is not the typical one where you take an aspirin to try and prevent the clot in your heart arteries or in your brain arteries called a stroke. This is a type of blood clot which results from using too much of your platelets. And so going out, taking aspirin, taking natural blood thinners like fish oil, ginger, garlic, turmeric to try and get ahead of this would actually make the problem worse if you did come down with this very rare complication. And if you do have really severe symptoms, you need to call your doctor right away to discuss them. Those symptoms include crushing headaches, bad, shortness of breath, leg pain, brain fog, blurred vision, other symptoms of a stroke, we lose, function of your leg or an arm.
Okay, so you would definitely know that this is something more than just the side effects from what you'd expect. My arm is sore. Oh, I'm a little tired. This is something that's going to stand out to you. And I heard this explained a different way today, which was, this is partly for us to look out for that stuff if we have the shot. And then partly for people like you, right? Because you said it's a different kind of thing. So you don't want to treat it the way you would normally and give somebody a blood thinner because then it's going to make whatever this is worse because it's a different kind of clot.
Absolutely right. We are educating ourselves as much as we're educating the public because it is such a rare and unusual complication of a vaccine, certainly, and it occurs in our medical communities even more rarely. I mean, I don't think I've ever seen a case of this particular condition just in routine medical care. So we need to be on the lookout, doctors, that is, in order to treat these people correctly because the wrong drug here could make a terrible situation worse.
Now, should people who are already on blood thinners and they got the J&J, should they be concerned?
If they develop this particular problem, yes. But remember, it's extremely rare. We wouldn't want someone to go off of their blood thinners to prevent something that's extremely unlikely to occur and instead have something more likely to occur, like a blood clot forming, let's say, with your artificial heart valve, and that causing a real stroke. So you have to weigh the two risks. And right now, I would say the risks of your maintaining your anticoagulation medication are much, 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 much lower than the risk of going off of them in order to prevent something that's really unlikely to happen to you, especially if you're not a younger woman, which unfortunately is who this complication is mostly occurring in.
On this kind of subject of clots, there's some people pointing out, the birth control, hormonal birth control can give you blood clots. There's a risk of that. Is that some kind of inequity? Because there's no headlines about that. Or is this something that, every medication has a long list of side effects? Most of the time, they're exceedingly rare, and that's a good thing for us.
Yeah, and those side effects can be very confusing for patients. A doctor tells a patient to go pick up a bottle of penicillin for a sore throat. If you ever take the time to read the side effect potential of penicillin, it would, have you hand the bottle back to the pharmacist because it's very frightening. But that's part of the issue here is that when you pick up your birth control tablets at the pharmacy, and your doctor's probably told you that this could increase your risk of blood clots. You take that chance when you use the medication, very rare, but you're still taking a chance that you can make some determination of before you actually swallow your first pill. Unfortunately, with this vaccine, we were not told that this was a potential complication. So, of course, the women who took the vaccine were never expecting that there could even be a 1 in a million chance that this could happen. All the more devastating, all the more shocking for all of us who are watching this, and why I think it doesn't necessarily compare to a medication side effect that's well known and can be discussed with your doctor before you actually take it.
All right, Dr. Michael Hurt, Center for Integrative Medicine in Tarzana. Dr. Hurt, thanks as always.